Hey, babe. This next one might be a little sad, but it reminded me of your eyes.
Sing me to sleep. Sing me.
You're listening to The Mixtape.
This is The Mixtape, every Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 7, starting a little late. Put you off with some 311, what was that song?
Come Original.
Come Original. And that is our band of the month, yes?
KGRG1s,
which we are a portal to the music of, which alternative 80s, 90s, 2000s, right?
Yes. Late 80s to early
2000s. Yes. Cool.
That's what we're all about. So, yeah. So we're just going to play some good old, you know, classic alternative. Up next, we're going to have some Aquabats. I don't know how you say
Aquabats.
Aquabats. Is
aqua.
Aqua. I don't know.
Trying to go like aquabatics.
Like acrobat. I don't know. I don't know.
It's all good. No, and you know what? I got a few things to plug a little later. I'm covering a MMA event this Saturday for my company, MMA Madhouse. I went to a lingerie party on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Fancy.
And yeah, very well. I'd
fancy
say more
schmancy.
More ratchet than fancy. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I have a lot to digress in it, actually. You'd be surprised on it was there's a lot to get into it. And then we got a few bits planned.
Mm-hmm.
Got a mixtape.
Got a mixtape as always at the end of the show.
That's right.
At the later part of the 7 o'clock hour. Or 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock. I don't want to be here at 7.
I'm losing track of time, man.
Yeah, right. I need a drink by 7, so holla. Let's get back in the mix.
Yes. So up next, like I said, here is Aquabats with their song Fashion Zombie.
Mixtape, KGRG.
What's up? You're listening to The Mixtape here on KGRG 1. What is up, Peter?
What is up? Well, not too much for the answer, but yeah, that was pretty good. That was a pretty good jam session right there. I kind of got even lost of what we were doing.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we came in like 20 seconds. I was like, oh yeah, I've been kind of listening to the music.
Yeah, so just a little run through. You heard Fashion Zombies by the Aquabats, Big Bang Baby by Stone Temple Pilots, and mm-hmm. then this last song was Give Me the Cure by Fugazi, and you know I like Fugazi.
Yeah, I get down with that, and that's mm-hmm. actually, that's a group that's, it'll come on randomly, like somebody be like, can I play a song on my phone, and it'll be, yeah, something like that, just out there, like, whoa.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, this is actually kind of good.
Yeah, like, this chick gets down. No.
Definitely.
Hells yeah.
So... You supposedly have not heard this story yet, but you had quite a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you know, I'd say, yeah, my Saturday was quite lit, to quote my vernacular. Well, first of all, what'd you do? Did you do anything anything crazy? You and Danica, our other co-host, who is not here today, did you guys do anything crazy?
Oh, goodness.
Just Netflix and chilled?
Did I see her?
Hulu and Hanged?
Oh, actually, I didn't see her this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I know.
There's already a fight, isn't there?
No. No, there was actually one time, though, I didn't see Danica for, like, 4 days, and my mom was like, are you and Danica okay? Are you guys still friends? I was like,
see,
yeah.
See, guys, I told you. They are besties.
To be honest, I don't even remember what I did this weekend.
Just
I mean,
blackout of Netflix, huh?
Honestly, just... a lot of homework. I can't say I did anything
Code word crazy. For booze, folks.
No.
The booze.
I'm underage.
Right.
But yeah, no, I can't. I imagine your weekend was probably 10 times better.
Well, cool. No, I just, you know, I mean, just in case you had any other stories, but yes. Nah. Yeah, because I'm probably going to go on a little bit of a tirade. Got to get, you know, make sure this is equal here. So, Saturday, yes, I did go to my buddy Mike's place, and I mean, he had like a stripper pole installed.
What?
Installed, drill, you know, making sure it's all stable and whatnot. And yeah, that was like the big... It's so funny. Yeah, like, it's set up in like a living room area, like right when you walk in the door. And there was even like a rag, like the whole night, like it'd get kind of sweaty. So I'd be like, get the rag, which I'd always laugh at. I was the one screaming that. People like, get that cloth. I'd be like, no, dude, it's called the rag. You know, don't decorate it to be something else. That's the rag. The rag. The pole rag. Anyways, so... Yeah, that went down. That was kind of cool. That was probably like a entertaining thing. Actually, man, that's a workout.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I have never been on a stripper pole, and I tried it, and I was like, dude, that's a workout and a half.
You know what? I actually have a friend who's into pole dancing.
A friend, really?
Just a friend.
Okay.
And I actually did the music for her pole dancing competition.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you do, like techno beats or what?
She did like a Harley Quinn sort of thing. So she got her hair dyed.
Okay.
As Harley Quinn. She like went full out in costume and everything. And then she took three songs. She wanted three songs from the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Okay.
Kind of blended together.
Gotcha.
And so I did that.
Oh, cool. So you kind of like multi-track, did some little...
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll play it for you sometime.
Using some editing skills.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was really cool. And she bought me dinner.
Oh, there
say
you go.
Thanks. And caveat. I was like, yeah.
Nice little treat there.
And then she passed my name on to two other friends and made a little cash.
What? You're about to be a stripper pole DJ.
Honestly, pass my information on.
That's supposed to be my gig. All right. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta know people. I mean, it sounds like you do.
Yeah, not in that way, sadly. Well, yeah, you know what? I did network a little bit there, so, you know, there is a shot.
Professionally?
Actually, there was. There was actually a guy who's sitting off in the corner who was actually a professional stripper. He did, like, a few moves just to, like, shut everybody up and be like, yeah, you will not get like me, basically. And he sat there the rest of the night. I was like, oh, weird.
Wow.
Yeah, but, so, yeah, that was, like, the first part of the night. And then a lot of girls started showing up, but then the same ratio of guys. And that's when I realized a lot of people were in relationships. I'm like, what? What the hell is this?
Uh-oh.
You kidding me? It was weird. Like, I'm really thinking, too, like, really? This is what you do? Like, in a, I don't know. I don't find that to be an ideal relationship where you're like, yeah, let's like, get skimpy. And,
yeah.
Like, I want to show off my girlfriend to everybody. A bunch of thirsty single guys.
Was there a bull there, perhaps?
No, not one of those. Jeez. Swinger party? No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Thought I'd ask.
I can... Oh, I'll pray for that day. But, yeah. And then, yeah, there was... Oof, jeez. What not to get into?
Let's keep it friendly.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah.
Family friendly a little bit.
Yeah. No, definitely... I got up to that point, and now I'm thinking, I was like, wait, what do I need to filter out?
Everything.
Besides that a guy kissed another guy. Whoops. Yeah, that was...
Was that you?
No, oh my God, are you kidding me? I would have shaved my head and moved out of state.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be fun.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, seriously, like, it was actually one of my friends, and, like, I never knew really, like, how I was going to say this, but... It just amazed me that somebody would be peer pressured. It's like, why would you... Yeah, you just screw any girl that's going to be like, you got to kiss a guy to get with me. Be like, you're a sadistic biatch,
oh
and I
goodness.
Want you to just, yeah, lose my number in your life.
Lose my number.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like one of my favorite sentences, lose my number. It's like, it's already saved. Gotta delete. I don't know.
It's great. Oh yeah. It's just like get lost. It's like the
the
modern day get lost. You know,
lose
kick rocks.
Lose my number.
Yeah, lose my number. But
delete me off of Instagram.
Exactly. A bunch of Instagram hoes there. But but yeah, that was probably the craziest thing. Like it really, you know. I actually sat down and like talked with this gay guy who was there. Who actually like he seemed very straight. And then he was just like, yeah. He was something weird, too. There was a lot of guys that just all of a sudden they started drinking and got, like, really flamboyant. Like, people who I know are straight guys mm-hmm. were, like, totally just dancing with that, like, just, yeah, just
it's
being.
It's the power of the pole.
There might be something with that. And it was kind of weird. I was in clothes, actually. I didn't know anything about, like, a lingerie party that guys could actually, like, have lingerie. But you can wear, like, a robe with underwear. And I was like, that's how I do it. That's my buddy Mike did who hosted it.
A robe?
Yeah, a robe with, you know. It's
like a Hugh Hefner sort of thing?
Yes, exactly. Kind of leather or, I mean, whatever that
like
is.
Like a velvet?
Velvet. God.
Okay, yeah.
Blanking on that. But, yeah, that was pretty lit. And yeah, I was up till 6 in the morning. Oh, and 4 phones got stolen.
Your phone?
4 phones.
Four phones.
Luckily not mine, but yeah.
That's quite a party if 4 were taken.
Stripper party is going to stripper party. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, what do you expect?
They strip you of your belongings, though?
Ba-dum-bum-psh, right? I mean, really, actually, the people who did get stolen, like, you know what, man? I'm not surprised. Yeah.
I would be surprised.
Well, no, it's a, you know, it's just, it was a ratchet crowd, and you're like, okay, something's getting stolen. I don't know.
Alrighty.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
some weekend though.
It was a great time, and that's just really, it's my first time being at one of those. So, yeah, there's definitely those things. Yeah, but definitely annoying to have people in relationships there. Yeah.
Were you
stripper poles are good cardio.
It's true.
I will not talk down about stripper poles ever about being like, I mean that. You wonder why they're all sweaty up on there. Like, now I am not surprised at all.
It's a workout.
And I'm surprised they don't just have, like, huge forearms. Jeez, yeah, man. It's hard to grip, but yeah.
Were you at all playing our single people's mixtape?
No, I wasn't even touching the mixtape. Everybody was just, it was kind of just a lot of Bone Thugs, a lot of rap. A lot of rap, you know, the strip pole music.
Mm-hmm.
That one song by Juvenile. You're the bad thing when you back that ass up. Bum, 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 when you back that ass. Yeah, that one, I mean, you know, that's like the stripper, you know, strip club theme song.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a good time. Tell you what, I'd recommend it to everybody. I'd recommend it. I'd 9 out of 10 people, like all dentists recommend toothpaste. I don't know. Yeah, it was a good time, though.
We should have, like, a little sound bites, like, Peter recommends.
I approve. I approve this message.
Yeah.
Just right at the end, yeah.
Yeah, I approve this message.
Yes, me sitting in a wheat field. Just be like, I'm Peter, and I approve this message.
That's good video content.
It is. You know what? If you saw my Snapchat, there was some video content. You see my Snapchat?
I don't check it, to be honest.
Jesus.
In Adanica general.
Did. See, I was actually kind of hoping that Adanica would be here, because I'm sure she'd have some ratchet stories to share.
Could vouch for you.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
Like, I saw the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of the room.
Right? Saw some guy stripping. Weird.
Goodness.
I know.
And I was at home doing homework.
Right.
We live very different lives.
Yeah, Hulu and Hanging sounded actually pretty good at that point.
Yeah. I wanted to watch Harry Potter, the 4th movie, last night. And that's the only Harry Potter movie on Xfinity that you can't rent. And I'm bitter.
That's weird. But hey, I got actually weirdly connects to Harry Potter. What? I met a girl that night that she was like, it's a turnoff that you haven't watched all the Harry Potters.
Really?
Literally.
Wait, so you haven't?
Kidding me? It's like, are you kidding me?
Okay, well,
I've only seen the first 3. And after that, I'm like, all right, JK, you ain't getting my money anymore.
Well, I can't say anything because I had never seen any of the movies until a few months ago.
Jeez.
I know.
You weren't fitting your white girl duties.
White girl duties. Well, the thing is, my parents didn't let me watch them.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. You told me that. That was like the weird, that'd be like if you were on a game show, it'd be like, fun fact, You were raised weird by not being able to watch the movies.
Honestly, I had a conversation with one of my friends. They were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you were raised this way.
I mean, I think it's just like, you know, to, you know, first of all, when you say don't, the kid's like, okay, now I want to. And then also, well, for it to be over magic, because it's, wait, was it because it's real? Like, they're afraid that it's real, or?
No, my mom's argument was, they're doing real witchcraft, and it will harm our home if we play it in our house.
Oh, my God. It's just a bad juju?
Yeah.
Bad juju?
Basically.
Oh,
and,
my God.
She's like, no witchcraft. And I was fine with
no witchcraft in the household.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said. And,
jeez.
But then I was like, well, I feel really left out.
That's exhausting.
So, I want to watch him. So Danica had me watch all of the movies and like
being the friend she is.
Yes, we I think we finished them in like 2 weeks, like two weekends or something like that.
Okay, that's good. I was seriously thinking you guys were gonna do like two days.
Oh no,
just some binge.
No.
Irish people binge drink. Americans binge watch.
That is true.
Yeah.
Truest statement I've ever heard.
Yep.
If I ever
statistic
heard
I found. Yeah.
On what website?
Oh, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah, CNN.
The really reliable
fake,
stuff?
Some fake news. I don't know. There's some fake news I saw.
Some alternative websites?
Yes, lots of alternative facts. Yes, exactly. Hell yeah. Hey, KGRGFM being really nice, they just gave a nice log of all the shows, specialty shows here.
I saw
from
that.
Monday to Saturday. We got you covered. From 3 to 10, pretty much like every day has something going on.
That is true. And
Mary Litmus.
Mary Lit.
Yeah.
And you know you can always find the mixtape 4 to 7 on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. On the app, in the KGRG1 app. That's still fire, right?
That is. You can't hear our show on there, but if you are missing
on the music.
Yeah, missing on the music, and you just want to hear a classic alternative.
Oh, yeah.
All Ding Dong Day. That is
all
where
ding
you go.
All Ding Dong Day. All right.
All Ding Dong Day.
It's not a Southern station, but
really,
that is a popular catchphrase.
That was really punk rock of me.
Right. It was almost hipster of how unique it was.
Ding Dong Day. It's Mike's fault. Mike's out there. I'm saying his catchphrases.
I could see him saying that.
Just ask him.
Yep. Sexy Mike. His news nickname. Well, hell yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let's get to some very sexy music.
Yeah.
I think
how about that?
I'm looking to jam out.
Well, you know what? One of your requests is up next.
Oh, God.
Do you want to take a guess?
Just play it.
Just play it? Okay. You're listening to the mixtape. Here is Long Time by Cake.
Oh, baby.
You want to work?
Mixtape.
It's been a long time.
You're listening to The Mixtape here on KGRG-FM. We play your classic alternative, and what you just heard was Body Snatchers by Radiohead.
Ooh.
Right?
Some more Radiohead. I like it.
Yeah. I added one song, and I was like, well, if I add this song, I have to add a Radiohead song, because I don't know.
Gotta make a mesh.
Yeah.
Hell, that's
what we try to do.
That's good. And you know what? I don't want to be breaking down anymore. As long as it's not another music video, I'll respect it. You know, I like Radiohead, but man, too out there.
Nowadays, they are. They're pretty out there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Still making music, though.
Oh, they're on tour.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, I always knew they're on tour. I mean, they can tour till the day they die and not make another song, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it come out with something here this year, but hell yeah for them. You know, I just don't feel like crying as much. You know, it is like there's just such, they are like, you know, you break it down and when somebody's like, they're the best band ever, I'm like, I'm not going to get in this argument because you'll probably win. But it's just in the end that I just don't like sad songs.
Yeah, it's really,
I like happy songs.
It's kind of for like when you're a like an angsty teen.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, nobody gets me.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Tom York gets me, though.
Ugh. Yeah, right. Hear that too much.
When I see him twitch around, I'm like, that's how I feel
right
inside.
I feel like I feel like that. Oh God, I'm thinking, who's the guy? Who's the guy? The black actor who has the same kind of like eye twitch. He has like half eye. There's that meme where it shows his face and it's like indica sativa with weeds. You've never seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh God, what's his name? It's gonna kill me. Well, anyways, ha ha ha. He has a slanted eye. Anyways, yeah, Radiohead, greatness.
Are you thinking of Chris Rock? Sometimes I feel like
he makes not weird Chris Rock. Faces he's sometimes. He's a bigger guy. He's been in everything. Nigerian Candidate. God.
I'm blanking.
I don't just even know Google what to type into really Google.
Quick. Be like, just eye twitch.
It's just like, yeah, you're a racist. Yeah, black guy with a twitch. Yeah.
Oh well. Well, you got a fight coming up pretty soon, don't you?
Oh yes, the fight event. Yeah, I if no one on the KGRG airwaves knows, I'm a journalist. I like to cover fights, mixed martial arts, boxing, kickboxing, stuff like that. And at the EQC, Emerald Queen, there's a Cage Sport 44, actually a really good event going down. Title fight with UFC veteran. You might have heard of the UFC. Have you?
I have.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, I was like, you want to see how under a rock you are.
I was actually about to say that I have not been under a rock.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, no, well, yeah, Julia Nerosa, who is a UFC vet, just recently departed from them and is facing the lightweight champion of Cage Sport, Justin Harrington. Two badasses that are going to collide. That's a really good match. You should pull it up. Pull up on your computer. Yeah, Julia Nerosa, Justin Harrington. Maybe like you think they're cute and you want to go because of that.
What's his name?
Look up Justin Harrington. MMA.
All right.
I mean, like, you have to judge these fighters on how they look, but I'm just saying, you know, females should look them up and like, you know what? I'm not into mixed martial arts, but these guys look cute, which I've seen people do at the casino before. Like, you know what? We're gambling, and they look cute on the poster, so they went. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Hell yeah, support the sport any way you can.
And now for the part of the show where I judge people based on appearance.
You should, but yeah, you know what? It's like, they look like a killer, so yeah.
Yeah, they look like they could snap me in half. Yeah. So that makes me feel really warm inside.
Exactly.
No, I mean, he's not bad looking.
There you go. Not bad looking.
He's not. Yeah. I endorse this message. I approve this message. There you go. You should go to this fight.
No, okay. You
he's
know,
not bad looking.
Obviously, I didn't get the response I was trying to get. Okay. But actually, this. Okay. So, you know, people who don't know anything about fights, you know, I'm just going to be spouting off names. So they're a killer. Come. But actually, there is somebody in the undercard who was actually a local hero just a little while ago.
Really?
His name is Jonathan Gover, and he saved an employee from being stabbed at the Alderwood Mall January 16th of this year. Yeah. And, he was in the news. He's fighting up at Fight House in Everett. Some people I know up there. But, yeah, you know, he's, you know, what's up? We got MMA fighters that are saving lives out here. You want to support, you got to come to this event. Support the fighters that be, saving people from stabbings. You know, that's, you know, if you want to talk about politics, that's cool. But I guess, you know, see a live event where people are saving lives. It's up to you, folks. Choice is yours. But no, I think that's a really cool novelty of, you know, coming to this event. It's like, you know, hell, he's a good dude, certified, you know. So you think these people are like meatheads, mm-hmm. who are just I'm out there just the fights, I don't care, you know. But yeah,
they're not bodybuilders, are they?
You know, some of them, yeah, right. I know, my Arnold Schwarzenegger is pretty good. yeah, well, you know, yeah, some of them are, which is nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, but
you're just going into the accent, and I was like, wait a minute.
Say, let me just call you out real quick. Like, and you're not wrong.
Which sport are we talking about?
Yes, right. They are bodybuilders, and home dude who I've known the whole time I've been in this sport. Like I announced his fight. Like the very first thing I ever did, and this was announcing fights, and I actually messed it up too. I messed up. So I was announcing this fight event, like Bruce Buffer, mm-hmm. of this biatch, and they give me these cards, and they all say, you know, like, who's in the red corner, who's in the blue corner, and you're supposed to introduce the blue corner first, but for the main event, they switched it up last second, and no one told me.
Uh-oh.
Because it's just a ransack event that's just like, you know, there's too many things to coordinate, you know, not really, surprising. So I'm halfway into introducing Eddie Blackburn. Shout out to Eddie Blackburn. And I'm pointing to Frankie Orr, and like, I'm just halfway through it, and he's like, wrong person. While I'm on the mic, and I'm just like in the middle of my spiel, I'm like, what? It's like, wrong person. And I literally, with the card in hand, mic, everything, I turn around and I go, and fighting out of the blue corner. And I just, I played it off. The whole crowd starts dying laughing, but just like, you know what? You're going with it, and we respect that. It's like the best thing that kept me through that. But yeah, he's an OG homie that, yeah, I've known through the whole fight game. Frankie Orr taking on a beast, Rafael Brewster, who is scary when you look at his fight highlights. He's KO'd a few bitches or two. No, all guys, and yeah, all scary people.
Wow.
The 186 division. So yeah, if you're in Tacoma and looking to see some interesting fights, holla at your boy. Yeah, that's what
Sweet.
It is. Yeah, no, yeah, obviously, you don't. I mean, have you ever watched a fight at all? Ever, what, like, even just, like, glimpsed at the UFC or anything like that?
My dad watches stuff like that on the TV.
That's about as far as you get into
yeah.
it. Like, you see in the distance, like, you're watching yeah. him watch it. Like, that's as far as.
Okay, I always get UFC and MMA and all those things mixed up. So I don't.
Well, the same thing. So MMA
the same thing. Okay.
is, it's like, yeah, it's just the sport is called MMA. And then
right.
like the organization is UFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought. But I was like, I don't know.
No, but you know what? A lot of people make that mistake. Mm-hmm. And especially people, like, sadly, people who are into it, like guys, you know, they say, I train UFC. That's somebody who doesn't know how to fight. So you're supposed to say, I train mixed martial arts, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, you don't say, I train UFC. Like, that's meathead brute thing to say. If anybody ever says that, it's like, yeah. Just like having a black belt in Muay Thai. It's like, there's not a belt. Yeah.
But my dad will sometimes watch, like, when they're introducing the two fighters.
Right.
And they have to do that, like standoff sort of thing. And they, like, get in each other's faces.
Oh, the stare down like that.
Yeah.
The weigh-ins. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the funniest things you could possibly watch. Because, like, they get up there and they're like, yeah, and they're
yeah,
like, they're
yeah.
they're deposing, they're getting in each other's faces, and then half the time they slap each other on the back, like, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah,
like,
no, right. Yeah, there's like two ways people take it now, where
yeah.
it's either just 100% disrespect. Well, there's many levels. Yeah, there's 100% disrespect where they just, like, forehead to forehead,
mm-hmm.
just like, I'm gonna get you, and just scream at each
yeah.
other. Then there's that kind of the medium, which is they do like a really aggressive stare down,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, like, once they're like, okay, we're done with the pictures or whatever, they're kind of like, hey, I don't actually hate you.
Yeah, they'll do
whatever.
Like a little, like,
yeah,
fist bump.
Yeah, and then there's just like, you know, every once in a while you get just like, there was, I'm blanking on the names, but there was like two friends who actually were fighting, and they kind of like messed with each other,
mm-hmm.
did like some weird goofy style, like had a fist over, way over his head, just doing some goofy fight style where it's like, I can't really take it seriously, but... Yeah, that's a cool thing in the sport.
It's kind of funny just to watch for me. As someone
yeah.
who doesn't really watch sports.
I like to hear that, too.
All.
I like to hear the breakdown. Like, yeah, that's why I was actually asking if you had watched, like, the fights, just to see
very, very
what you
little.
Thought of it.
Yeah.
You don't know any names?
Ronda Rousey.
Yep, of course, right? No, of course.
That's it.
Do you know what's happened with her?
Not really.
I mean,
is she out right now?
Yeah, she's just out of the media.
Right,
and her man just lost, Travis Brown. He fought on Saturday, and they're dating now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both the fighters, which is funny because, like, in a podcast, Ronda Rousey was like, you know, I actually want, like, a more sensitive guy. I can't date a fighter. Like, huh? Shows how women are.
It's like, well.
It's like, whoops.
You did it.
Yeah, you forgot. That you're a female.
You forgot what you told yourself about 2 seconds ago.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, you can't control that sort of thing sometimes.
Yeah.
You say, I don't want that kind of person. Then you're like, well, this one's okay.
Like, actually, I am attracted to a-holes. The biggest misconception of females, but what do I know?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right. But yeah, check it out. EQC, tickets still available. Pay me. I got some promo up in this bizzle niche. Yeah. Yeah, it's going down like that. Oh, and MMA Madhouse. That's who I be repping. At Pete Torius, Twitter, Instagram. That's where you can get all the live results, info, and all that ish. Yeah. It's going down like that.
Plug on plug on plug.
Plug on plug crime, baby.
It's like that plug that you, like the strip one that you plug in, and it has more places you can plug in.
Good God. There could be a meme. That could be a meme. And just like, this is what Peter does on a daily basis. Just plugs on plugs.
Yeah.
I get it, though. I like it. No, it should be the plug. It should actually be like, it should be one of those. And then it's just plugged into itself.
Right? It's like a loop. Almost.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a never-ending circle. Good God.
I'd like to take just a second because...
Yes.
Registration has been happening here at the Green Rivers.
Yes, at the Green River College. Yeah. That's right. Take the community out.
Yeah.
We're a college.
So if you haven't registered for any classes, or maybe you're looking for something to finish up your schedule, there are a bunch of radio classes that you can take. They're categorized under journalism. But if you want to be able to do what I'm doing right now, all you got to do is take Journalism 110.
Yeah, you think you're funny? Take a class. Yeah. Then we'll see.
Then we'll be the judge.
Yeah. No, you know what? Is Bob Rivers still a teacher?
He is not, unfortunately. But he was.
Yeah.
Fans of his.
No, right? I mean, look, Tom's a beast. Not many people know Tom as much as Bob. But, I mean, yeah, Tom is just the same amount of OG as Bob Rivers, if you don't already know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you want to learn the radio ins and outs, and he comes in anyways. Bob Rivers always does stop by, and it's like, okay, here's how not to suck. And
he definitely plans on, you know, making little cameos and things like that. But
we take tours. We did a free tour of the Mariners game. I mean, you know, you get involved in cool stuff, and you know, we know you KGRG fans out there need something to do besides troll our Facebook page, which we always love.
Especially
the mixtape page, like on Like Crime. Right?
Yes.
We do have a page now.
Facebook page.
Yes. It is brand new, and we need lovers. I mean, likers.
Likers.
Followers.
Where are you going with this?
You know, I'm just trying to get us all, you know, out into the ether here.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, Journalism 110.
Yes. Yes. That's what we were plugging.
Making
journalism.
The loop.
Yes. Journalism 110.
That's where that loop goes.
Mm-hmm.
In that picture.
I did it, and look how I turned out. Imagine me in a suit and just like extra slick back hair. All right. Yes, look at me now. Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
It is.
That
you
is
know
what we
do. Yeah. Hey, you know, I've done internships with everywhere. I interned for the men's room, BJ Shea, Fitz in the Morning. I've done it all, folks. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Journalism 110.
Journalism 110.
Getting the best of your learnings.
Yes, but I have to say, taking Journalism 120 is a good starter class because...
What was the difference between 110 and 120?
So 120...
It's been a while.
Yes. 120, it's all pre-recorded, so you basically pop in for 1 hour into our nice little studio.
Oh, you're talking about... So that's the KGRG 1 class. Oh, gotcha.
It's our AM station.
Yes,
our
the AM side, which is... I think that's really cool, too, because, you know, I mean, I've done so many newscasts with people on here... And I think it's good to first just know your voice. Like, people come on this and they just really, they shiver their way through it because it's just, they have no idea how to just talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's not
it's
even
so
them
simple,
themselves.
But...
It's just the thing of, you can talk with your friends easily, but when you're just isolated and have to talk on the spot, it's just way different. And so, I think it's a good stepping stone to go into AM and do the pre-record stuff.
Yeah, because it's pre-recorded, so you just do, like, you just keep on recording until you, like, are like,
it doesn't suck.
Yeah, you're like, I like this one, I'll keep it, I'll move on and do another DJ break. And then you get used to talking on air, and then once you're in Journalism 110, talking on air even though it's live, it doesn't feel so hard.
No, it doesn't affect you. It's like
it rolls off the tongue now.
It's like getting on stage. It's just, you know, you feel pretty terrible at first, or the anxiety mm-hmm. is heightened, but after time it just lowers and just do your thing like we doing.
You can have your own show.
Yeah, blippity like blow. Playing some KGRG1 music.
Blippity blow.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That re-entered my vernacular. I used to say that as a kid.
I'm going to...
That might be South Park. I think it was Cartman saying, blippity blow, how you like me now. But that's my ADD going off.
Oh, gosh.
What do I know?
Well, there you go. We have an MMA fight. What day is that again?
That is this Saturday, the 25th. At EQC, baby. Tacoma, Washington.
And where can they look for more information?
Ooh, you know what? My Facebook page, at Pete Torius, or you can just type in Cage Sport MMA, and you will find it. The very sexy Brian Halquist Productions, always putting on a good fight card. Yeah. Oh, and Andy Nance, who is one of the great matchmakers, making all these great fights happen. So, shout out to all of them, and let me troll the fight arena every time they have a fight. Yeah.
Yep. So you got a fight. And just keep in mind, if you want to do this radio thing, Green River is the place to get your foot in the door.
That's actually what helped me too. Doing this actually helped me start doing mixed martial arts. Like, I just kind of ventured out to people. And yeah, that's why I did the announcing gig. And yep.
Yep. So if you like to talk or you like music, this could be your thing.
Yep. Yep.
So speaking of music.
Music.
Let's get back to the music. Once again, we're the mixtape. We play your classic alternative that is normally played on KGRG 1 hour sister station, but we bring it to the FM airways so that you can hear it in top-notch quality. And if you want to listen to more stuff, more alternative music after we're done, there's an app, KGRG 1. And there you go.
The 1330 on the dial. Yep. AM dial.
Yep.
Mahalo. Let's dive into this sexy music. What is it? What is it one more time?
So up next, we have Jennifer's Body by Hole.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
that's a music video I'd like to check out.
Oh, it's I don't know if there is one. We'll have to do some research.
Just sounds sexy. I was like, hey, Jennifer's Body, holla.
I think it's more not.
Oh
sexy.
God, it's like it's just like in the really grimy grunge era.
It's like Pieces of Jennifer.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. Yep. Yeah. It's just like Turnover and that's Cutting My Finger song. Oh, jeez. What a tease.
Oh man. Well, anyway. Downfall.
Yep. Let's get back into it.
Jennifer's Body by Hole. Here we go.
Mixtape.
You're listening to the mixtape here on KGRG-FM. What's mm-hmm. up, Peter?
Still rocking it, baby. I love it. That was a good break. That was a good break of music. What was like yeah. the last like three songs we played? Because I was yeah. getting down.
So let's see. Three songs. So first we had Careful by Sabato.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Every Planet We Reach Is Dead. Kind of a downer by Gorillaz, but Gorillaz is awesome. And this last song was Rhinosaur by Soundgarden.
So yeah.
Doesn't get any more alternative than Soundgarden.
Yes, right. Yeah, that's prime. And I've heard Soundgarden on KGRG1 plenty of times. So mm-hmm. glad we're bringing that on these airwaves because I've wanted to do that just like in general. There's so many CDs up there. I believe there's a Soundgarden one up there too. I was back.
There might be.
I want to slap that bitch in and just be like, deal with it. Put my sunglasses on.
You know what? I was almost like, you know what? Let's just not play Soundgarden because like, people are so tired. But like, you can't have an alternative show without them.
No. And definitely. You know what? Like, that's not a song that's drilled into the ground. That's when you can respect and be like, okay, that's not. Yeah, you know, it's not Spoon Man. As much as I love Spoon Man, it's like that one was a bit like, especially something about last summer. Like, there was many times where I was listening to radio. I was like, all right, we get it. He's a Spoon Man. Jeez.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio recently. I was like, that's another song I can't play on the show.
Yeah.
Or on KGRG one because we don't want to play just every other hit.
Yeah, right.
All the other radio stations play.
Exactly. You know.
What fun is that?
How else do we stand out?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I hope
uniqueness.
Yeah, we hope that you enjoyed these song choices. I definitely try to add songs that like we just said aren't the hits that aren't that are drilled into the ground like other stations do.
Yeah, and you know what? You're the program director of that ish.
Yeah.
Rocking all the songs and all that. So really, I mean, I pretty much leave all the songs up to you, and then every once in a while I'm like, wait. That was a really sick song, and I want to pretend like I know what that is. So, it's good in myself. I'm like a listener. I'm just usually like, you know what? I trust you on the songs. I'm like, okay. I get down to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... Hell yeah, man. I'd be listening anyways.
You know what? I'm in a giddy mood because I just heard from a childhood friend of mine who said that they listened to the show last week.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, isn't
the
that
Valentine's
nice?
Day special too? Yeah. That's adorable.
No, this is a guy that lived like four houses down from me when as a kid in
Does he still?
Yeah, he still lives.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I think maybe the same house. I don't know. He still lives in Texas.
Oh.
But
Oh, you're from Texas.
Yeah.
Right? Oh yeah.
But he said he listened and, you know, doing.
He said not bad.
Yeah. No, he said great. he said great job.
Nice. That'd be funny if he actually was like 3.5 out of 10, just like a paragraph description. Like, oh, thanks, man. Good. Right. Good to hear from you, too. Clint.
Like critiqued it up and down. No,
that's good, though.
Yeah. So and I'll extend this offer that I gave to him. If you ever have suggestions. Definitely call in and let us know what we should be playing, what you want to hear.
Oh, yeah. 253-833-5004.
Yeah, maybe we're...
That's sexiness.
We're missing some song that you're like, okay, you have to play this.
Yeah,
an alternative.
Somebody's like, somebody just gets really hipster on us. You are not an alternative radio show if you do not play this. Yeah,
there's like some really up.
Plenty of those. Yeah, go to the Facebook page, the mixtape Facebook page, and let your thoughts out there.
Yeah, I think you can send messages and things like that. So
yeah.
If you want to just drop a whole list, we're listening. So,
you can help us in two ways.
Yeah.
That's right.
But already, this is the last hour we'll be on air. That's hard to believe how fast this goes.
Right.
For us.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock, I mean, luckily my ADD kept me alive, but it's been a long day. But, you know, after work, here to give some good radios to the peoples who are maybe still stuck in traffic. We got you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And I, this particular chunk of music that we just listened to, it's a good one. It's a good one. We had Distillers. We had Primus. We had Pavement.
Mm-hmm. Electric Uncle Sam.
Yes.
That's like check off the bucket list play on air.
Yeah.
I
definitely.
Love that song. First song I heard by Primus. My brother was just like, listen to this. I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Take my money now.
Yes.
Buy all of the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the Smiths. We actually played that Smith songs last week, but...
Oh, no.
I like it so much that I played it
again. No one caught you. No one caught you yet. Unless our page is being blown up. Like, really? Trying to get lazy on us.
Like, why did you play that Smith song?
You're getting lazy on us, replaying songs, man.
Ripping us off.
Eh, you know.
Oh, well.
Right.
It's a good song. If you like the Smiths, then you're probably happy.
Hell
like
yeah.
I was.
Hey, I'm clicking around on the internet. I don't know, just really slow. Not, you know, Danica's gone. I mean, geez, a third of your show's gone. It's like, how are we going to fill up the time? So... I actually looked up like an On This Day music thing.
Right.
And actually kind of cool. So like about 3 years ago, 2014, the Kurt Cobain statue went up in Aberdeen. It's like a single tier. Kurt Cobain got... Huh. Yeah, it's I guess, makes Aberdeen more visitable.
I actually visited for the sole purpose of like going to the park where like... So there's like a story that he actually lived underneath a bridge in Aberdeen, and people have written all over the bottom of that bridge.
Really?
And it's kind of like,
I missed it.
Maybe not a shrine, but like
a memorial. Just sounds like graffiti. Everybody's like, Cobain.
Yeah.
Spray paint.
It's a memorial site, and they have like a little tiny park with like his picture.
Hmm.
But
just a Polaroid.
That'd be funny. On the wall, just like they just stapled it.
Don't remove this. This is a shrine.
Right.
Yeah, but it's really weird that there's these two things that are on the same day. But that was in 2014, and I just gotta bring this up just because everybody kind of knows about it. But in 2009, this is on this day.
I'm scared.
This was when Rihanna said that Chris Brown was beating her up.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Everybody knows about that.
We do.
And actually, Chris Brown. Supposed to be fighting Soulja Boy. Apparently not anymore. He's like not interested. He's like, man, I don't protect my voice. No, I don't know, really.
That would be a really lame excuse.
That would, right? He's just like, you know, I'm such a man that I just want to protect my voice. Be like, what? You weirdo. But yeah, I kind of find that funny to have those things on the same day. And yeah, no, Kurt Cobain. We haven't played any Nirvana yet, have we?
No, I specifically...
We're staying away from that for a while. You know, We're waiting until, you know,
I mean,
not try to go off of that.
We're already in like near Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't even think we need to.
Yeah, it's synonymous. Like you're already humming it in your head when you think Seattle.
Yeah.
So
you immediately picture Kurt Cobain in your mind. But yeah. I did want to mention, because you mentioned Kurt Cobain,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do a tiny little rant about Soaked in Bleach.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you were saying a documentary. Yes. Is this the newest documentary, or is this the?
It came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
I
think it's like three now, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's like.
I only know of one, but the one I saw was very interesting. I was, to be quite honest, I was freaked out the entire time.
And so, this is a documentary kind of going around. I mean, I guess you don't know what the difference is, but. Yeah, I remember there's like a few documentaries.
So
this one's about Courtney Love.
It's basically
being involved.
Yeah, it's basically how the whole like investigation around his death was not properly performed. And so this private investigator who was actually working for Courtney Love was like, "Wait a minute, things don't really add up." And he kind of has a very strong feeling that Courtney was actually behind it all.
Right. So it's one of those things where it's like somebody describes something like, wait, how could you be there? Then 5 minutes later, something of that. And actually, while you said that, I was looking up, there's two documentaries that came out the same year. It's Soaked in Bleach. And then the one I heard about is called Montage of Heck.
I own it. I was so pumped for it that I bought it.
Hell yeah.
I also strongly suggest that song. I mean, not that song, that documentary, because it's really good. And it's I watch a lot of music documentaries, but that one's very different because it really you don't just watch a bunch of like interviews and like small music clips. Like they incorporate like animation to tell the story, which is very different and very cool. So yeah, if you ever get a chance to see Montage of Heck, I believe it's on HBO. Definitely watch it.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously both of them I gotta check out.
Yeah, they're both so, so good. And Soaked in Bleach just had me on like on the edge of my seat. Like, oh my God, Courtney Love was behind it all.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like one of those conspiracy theory documentaries. Like, whoa, have I been lied to this whole time?
Oh yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Not to give it away, but I mean, there's
don't
a
give it
lot.
Away.
There's a lot, kind of.
Well, I mean, you already said it's pretty much like, I mean, it's evidence saying Courtney Love probably did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. You're like, wait, that. Okay, how could you just ignore that
right.
little fact? You know, these actually several little facts that just were totally dismissed.
Was there anything that, like, I mean, like I said, in a story way, was there something that she said that was just like, okay, Like, this is somebody on Xanax trying to tell a story where it's like there's gaps in time. Was there things like that where it's just really vague? Things like that.
Well, you know what? I'll say this because it's in the trailer. So I guess it's not really a secret. In the trailer, they showed how Courtney Love actually had a few pieces of papers in a bag where she was like practicing his handwriting.
Yeah, that's pretty whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a big asterisk. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any reason of why you would do that.
Yeah. She was basically, she was like practicing her A's and trying to make them look a certain way.
God.
Over and over. So
if she couldn't be any more hateable, it's like this shows up.
Yeah, right.
God. I mean, that roast. Did you ever see that roast, Pam Anderson roast, where she's just like.
She was a mess.
She literally does like the cocaine, like, nose thing. She goes like, mm-hmm. and then points. Rubs her nose, then points to the audience. I just really want to say.
I hate to be
so hateable.
I mean, I hate to hate on her because I actually do like Cole, but
right.
Yeah, after seeing Soaked in Bleach, I was like, I don't know about this Courtney Love lady.
Yeah.
Like, I went from being very
sketchy,
very sympathetic to being like, okay, why was that in your backpack?
Yeah, you know, actually, and. I actually kind of have a rant myself when I found this on this day thing. And it just has to be addressed, okay? So the Aberdeen mayor, when they made this statue, he proclaimed, "Aberdeen residents may justifiably take pride in the role our community played in the life of Kurt Cobain." He was a heroin addict.
He hated that.
You know?
Town.
Yeah, it's like, that's a weird thing to say. You know, if it was something about like a Nobel Peace, it's like they're talking about a guy who's won the Nobel Prize. Like, dude, he was addicted to heroin. Like, what heroin addicts are you supporting right now? You putting guitars in their hands? Like, it's a weird statement to say for like a musician who is just a grimy, you know?
I mean,
it's a weird statement.
I feel like, okay.
Break it down, girl.
Yeah. Okay. So I think there were a lot of just things in his life. It's not like he as a person was just grimy. It's just he had so many things that happened in his life that just kind of led him.
I just mean the music. Like, the music of what you see as him is the music persona of, you know, bobbing up the head up and down, just messy hair.
Oh, no, I understand.
And to be like, you know, like people growing up in Aberdeen, like, you know, I'm going to be like that. It's just like, try heroin. Like, you know, it's like, we endorse.
We here at KGRG do not endorse any drug use.
Not at all, you know? And it's just a thing you got to point out and go, are you sure you want to say he's a role model?
He's definitely not. He was just very talented.
Right? It's like that lottery where it's just like, there's heroin addicts who are just like sitting on a corner. Then there's one that's just like playing a guitar. You're like, whoa, give him more.
Give him a record deal.
But, you know, shout outs to Aberdeen and whatever novelties you got. But, you just recognize that you guys got lucky.
Yeah. And you know what? Think about it. There's so little to do in that town. It's like, try drugs.
Yeah, try drugs. Either go boogie boarding in the cold water.
Yeah.
Or,
cut down some lumber.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a work great, in a factory.
Great resource of that.
So yeah, not a touristy town.
Hey, I tell you what, you want to know about segues? This may be on the down point, but you know what's upbeat?
What?
Our very own mixtape of the hour.
Oh yes, this is coming at the end of this hour.
Mm-hmm,
since it
as
is
we
our
always
last
do.
Hour. Yes.
As we always do, we're doing a mixtape for every situation. Valentine's Day, we had three because it was so special and there was too many moods. We had to cater to the single people like myself and the relationship people like Danica. No. But today we have a mixtape for you, a nice little playlist of music to just get you upbeat.
Yeah.
You know, even today we saw a glimpse of the sun. Right as the show is about to start, I'm like, oh my God, now it's sunny. I could be golfing right now. I could be doing anything that involves beer, but I am here. So
right.
We got songs that are gonna make you so upbeat that it doesn't even matter what the weather is. Yeah, no, like the songs that we had. It's like you could be dumped, but you'd be frolicking. It's yeah. Like, hey, I got dumped.
You know this boogie is for real.
Yeah, and I'd be lying if I told you Queen was not in there.
You've been fighting for them.
And I won.
You did.
I needed it.
I mean,
especially once you said upbeat. I'm like,
you weren't wrong.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never wrong, but I'm not always right.
Well, yeah, so, and this kind of came about because I was like, you know what? I want to play some pretty upbeat songs just for our regular mix for just like the regular rotation that we've been playing, you know?
Right, right.
Pavement, Primus, Hole, Audio Slave, all that. I was like,
oh yeah, Be Yourself, right?
Be Yourself,
yeah. I'm sure a lot of people pulled over and was just like, I need this.
Like, this speaks to me.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was just, for the most part, I was like, yeah, let's keep it light and like rocking and yeah, I don't want people pulling over crying in their car.
No. So no. We had plenty of that on Valentine's Day. We don't need that anymore.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna have a big, well, not a big mix. We always do five songs, but a good mix of really upbeat songs that just make you feel good and maybe want to dance.
Oh yeah, maybe skip your way into work. You know, just you feel like hell, but you're still like, I'm gonna waltz in angry. Just happens.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
I mean, when you have the right kind of song.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
Boom. Disney bars right there. I like it.
Hire me, Disney.
Hell yeah. Yeah, let's play maybe a few more songs, and then around like the 6:40, we give people their fix.
Yes. Yes, yes. So this one goes out to Peter.
Ooh.
He doesn't know I added this.
Oh my god. You shouldn't have. Wait, what is it?
It is Rage.
Oh, baby.
Yes. So up next we have
Ain't Nothing Wrong With That.
In My Eyes by Rage Against the Machine.